Hi there, my name's Sophie Burrows and I'm an IBCLC. I have decided to record this particular blog into audio format as a bonus edition. It is an old blog that I wrote which has been shared today by someone and has kind of made me think I would like this one to be in audio format too, so here's your bonus edition. Breastfeeding isn't always easy. I think about breastfeeding every day. It's my job to. I try and view it from as many angles as possible to gain a deep understanding of breastfeeding for as many different people as possible. I realise there's this picture portrayed to those who are thinking about breastfeeding of beauty, ease, natural and best. There also seems to be a side of it being cringy, odd, sexual, harmful and even abusive. Those lists could go on. And the way you might interpret the words might not be the same angle that I'm coming from. Some people might just see it as food source. Some people might see it as something that happens for a very short amount of time. However we interpret it, we all seem to have an opinion on it. Simply, lactation is a normal human function that occurs as a result of birth and the placenta coming away. Induced lactation is another way. And I've linked to that in this blog. Breastfeeding is not always easy. It's not always enjoyable. Birth can have a negative effect on the outcomes. Anatomy can mean things aren't as easy. Struggling to latch a baby on, babies with oral abnormalities, parents who haven't been given evidence-based information to make an informed choice upon, and mothers who experience pain or aversion. In my role, I often see mothers at difficult points of their feeding relationships. Rather than their highs. I have seen mothers at their high points. And actually, since I've written this blog, I truly value those moments when I'm in these local support groups where I volunteer, that I see the mothers who have gone through difficult things, but they come back and they connect with other local mothers and they show their support. But it's probably a very rare mother who breastfeeds without any bumps in the road. Those bumps don't stop at a magical age either, sorry. They develop and grow with your child, in one way or another. Once you feel like you're past one thing, sometimes something else comes along. They're often very slight niggles only, but they are there. This image of breastfeeding, of having bluebirds flying around and a la 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 tune going on, isn't always the case, and I feel maybe a shock to many new mothers. The whole process of becoming a mother is sometimes quite turbulent and testing. Alongside that monumental earth shift, there's also a whole new dance to learn, with a brand new human, how to feed them. Something that I hear time and time again is, everyone gave me different information. Mothers become pregnant, they give birth, and then they feed their babies. That whole process is overseen by medical professionals, and thank goodness for them. The sad part is that they don't have an abundant amount of time for all their patients, nor do they have much lactation training. If anything, it makes them grow a bit weak at the knees. Don't believe me? See here in my blog. There's an image and a link to the World Breastfeeding Trends Initiative UK information on it. Mothers encounter breastfeeding problems. They often will first seek help from their midwife, GP, or health visitor, because that's often the limit of contact that they've had thus far. And you can see by the picture in the blog from the World Breastfeeding Trends Initiative, the level of training for breastfeeding, and there's a heck of a lot of red, especially in terms of some of the people that will come in contact within the medical profession if you have a problem with breastfeeding. It's kind of worrying. They often don't have training in the areas to help, and as I previously said, they're often really, really strapped for time. Appointments and GP surgeries are often limited to 10 minutes, and I've linked to information of that in the blog. My consultations often take at least an hour and a half. And I'll just put a side note here that since I've been practicing for a whole year, they probably take about 2 hours, because that's how in-depth I go. Sadly, they are still under the influence of formula advertising too, and I've linked to information in the blog on this point. Even while researching links for this blog, I came across medical professional targeted adverts from formula companies. And yesterday, whenever I wrote this blog, I was listening to a podcast, and I have at the end of this blog the link to that podcast, in which Maureen Minchin describes looking at an independent scientific review and not seeing any reference to formula milk recalls she knew of within it. Maureen brought this up with the author to be told. Take a deep breath here. After the disaster in 1979, which is when babies were brain damaged because one change of formula actually took out something more than they had intended to, and you ended up with babies who were damaged intellectually, American parents were absolutely terrified about infant formula. We have to reassure them that American formula is safe because American society depends on bottle feeding. I'll let that sink in a bit. Even though I heard it yesterday, or whenever I wrote the blog, writing it and hearing it again now is still jaw-dropping for me. And to be fair, now I'm reading it, it still is. But at the same time, I know this is still true today in other ways. And it still is now. This information means that even though we might be working our backsides off to try and achieve our breastfeeding goals, or in some case, it's me helping you to do that, it's likely our governments are not working with us to achieve that goal. So no wonder breastfeeding isn't easy. Mothers are told over and over again, it's your choice to breastfeed, your choice. No one else can say whether you should breastfeed or not, it's your choice. With a side hand of, I don't know how to help you with this problem while breastfeeding, so it's probably best you wean from breastfeeding. And so very common at the moment, breastfeeding is pointless after, insert, an age. I've written in here something along 6 months, but since I've written this blog, I've had 6 weeks, so, you know. Let me tell you, mothers are very aware it's their choice. They most definitely don't need to be told in such a way. Stats show mothers want to breastfeed. A high percentage. 81% initiate breastfeeding. There's a link to that in the blog. After their babies are born. Then, day by day, the number still breastfeeding drops. And drops. Until at 6 weeks, only around 24% are breastfeeding. And at 6 months, 1%. If a mother is seeking help with something to do with lactation, she wants to continue to lactate. Unless she's not wanting to lactate anymore. It's as simple as that. Yet every time she goes to an appointment or maybe even out for coffee, someone decides to imply she should wean in some way for whatever reason they deem fit. For some mothers, this is the hardest part of their feeding journey. Putting a suit of armour on to deflect these sometimes mighty rocks in confidence, that makes breastfeeding a whole other level of difficult. I won't lie. Sometimes the high of oxytocin rush of breastfeeding is a welcome relief, especially in a tense situation. Or if your baby's hurt themselves and needs to comfort at the breast. And I know many of you will have experiences of the beauty of breastfeeding. I've seen it, but I really think it's important to talk about it not always being a dreamy picture and to identify why it sometimes isn't, so we can either prepare for those situations or change them to protect the next generation. The blog I speak about is called All About Breastfeeding. It's a really great blog. She's been doing it for a long time and I feel like a novice in comparison. It's number 289, All About Breastfeeding blog. Maureen Minchin, Milk Matters, Feeding Newborns, Part 2. There is a link to that in the blog itself, which I'll try and put in the description of this blog. Or podcast, whatever you want to call this. I'm reading a blog in a podcast format. It's very complicated, doesn't it? But yeah, you can also read it there. It's 47 minutes, so prepare yourself for that one. Unlike this just over 10 minute recording. I hope you enjoy this blog. I figured it was a good time to share it again, and it's nice to read my work back. I still feel it's very relevant. it's still me. That's quite reassuring. I hope you enjoyed listening to it in a way. Please share it if you get a chance. I would really appreciate that, because sharing means more people can hear it, and that's important. So I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you enjoy more vlogs from me soon. Goodbye.